Describe a good service you received. What do you think of the relationship between companies and customers? I think that nowadays, customers feel more entitled than ever to a good relationship with a company. And companies definitely want to make customers feel valued because they want their business. Companies will put in extra effort to show that they care about their customers' business. Sometimes they send personalized cards or emails. In return, customers usually develop loyalty to a certain company. They'll only do business with them because they feel important. As a customer, what kinds of services would you expect to receive from a company? I would expect to have a certain degree of familiarity. You know, it's nice to at least get emails addressed to my name and not just addressed to Dear Customer. When companies take the time to add personal touches, it makes me feel like my business matters more to them. I would also expect to get great customer service. If I have a problem and need to get in touch, I should be able to do that in a quick and efficient manner. What kinds of jobs involve coping with the public? There are lots of jobs in the public sector that involve dealing with the public head-on. For example, if you work in emergency services as a firefighter or paramedic, you have to deal with the public every day. People who work at hospitals or any kind of service job also have lots of face-to-face interactions. Those jobs can often be very demanding because people can be very unpredictable and hard to deal with at times. What traits do people need to have if they need to provide service to the public? I think patience is probably the number one trait that people should have if they provide service to the public. People can be very demanding, which might make you tempted to lose your temper. But you have to be patient and professional when dealing with difficult people. People can also be unpredictable, so you have to be flexible. You have to stay on your toes and be able to adapt to any situation. Should people receive training before they provide service to the public? Yes, people should definitely receive training for that kind of job. Even if you're a people person, you probably won't be prepared for how demanding working with the public is. Providing services to the public requires a lot of patience and flexibility. You need to be able to deal with a variety of problems, which training can help you prepare for. Besides that, you might have to learn how to deal with emergency situations. What are the common customer service problems that companies often need to deal with? I suppose that a major customer service problem is when a customer wants to cancel something they've purchased from a company. For example, a lot of people might want to cancel or change their internet plans, so they have to spend a lot of time talking to the internet company's customer service line. Companies also have to deal with complaints about their products or services, which aren't pleasant for customer service workers to handle. Why should companies react quickly when customers have difficulties? Well, companies should be quick to respond when customers are having problems because it helps improve their brand. If they're known for being fast and reliable, then that customer will probably stay with them even though they're encountering difficulties with their product or service. Customer loyalty is super valuable to companies, so they want to make sure that they retain their business. If they're slow and unhelpful, customers will probably move on to another company. Why do some companies respond to customers so slowly when they need to solve problems for customers? I think that it depends on the situation. Sometimes a company wants to make sure that the customer gets the best service, so they'll go the extra mile to solve the problem. However, that might result in the customer waiting for a long time for the issue to get resolved. Other times, the company might not have a good protocol in place for dealing with an issue, so it gets fixed at a snail's pace. They also might not have enough employees to deal with the problem.